Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
I'm Nicki the Ninja. No, what is it? I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki Leviticus, Nicki. No.
Leviticus is definitely not part of the actual phrase.
No, I know that.
I'm Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie.
It's like,
Nicki Lewinsky.
I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Leviticus, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. No, the boss. This is all a failure.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that is really earning its name today. Make sure if you want to catch the next episode, you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. And what is the other one? Fuck, I was doing so well. Oh, subscribe to youtube.com/Chris and watch the video portions there. And make sure to review this, guys. We are sitting very too comfortably in the 140s plus. And we all know at the point when you get to the age of 140, it's not exciting. So let's step it up. Today is July 9th, and we have a very have you been doing this the whole fucking time? Oh, my God. I have a very exciting guest with me. Her name is Brittany Broski. You literally already know of her.
We're here, babe. We're here.
We're here, love.
Dressed in Harry Styles merchandise.
And maybe more so.
Yeah,
and merchandise.
If you're not watching the video, you're lucky.
You're
because
so blessed.
Chris is wearing one of the most horrendous wigs I've ever seen in my life.
Hey. I'm right here. So is the wig. So is the wig.
I can hear you.
No. So the only time Brittany and I have hung out not filming or doing anything, we went out and got tacos one night. And we were like, wait, should we wear headscarves and like live this like vintage fantasy?
And we did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
It was everything.
It was so fucking fun.
Blacking out at the Pink Taco.
Right off Sunset in headscarves.
Yeah. And then we went back to my apartment and stayed for like 6 more hours.
And on the balcony. And I'm pretty sure still in headscarves. Like, yeah. Now that I'm looking back still. So I was like, wait, should we dress up for this? And then we were like Harry Styles. And I, of course, took it too far. And that's what you missed on... No, actually, what you did fucking miss... the L on the forehead. What you guys did miss. So, you all heard about my speeding ticket dilemma, and if you haven't, you're behind on episodes. Catch up. But I talked about in that episode how I got a letter in the mail from Superior Court that was coming later that day. Well, guess what? It came. So, it turns out that my speeding ticket didn't have a price because... It's $238, and then...
Sorry.
Ooh.
I know, right?
That was my butthole. I'm teaching it tricks. No, I have to go to traffic school. I can either... They gave me options.
Oh, my God.
Superior Court.
A full ride. Oh, my God, he got a full ride to traffic school.
I'm going to traffic school university. So I can either go to traffic school, I can do an arrangement or a court trial, or I could do trial by declaration, none of which they gave definitions to any of those.
So you just get to pick one and hope for the best.
But I don't want to go to traffic school. I know traffic school. I know how to follow a speed limit.
Okay, but the tea with like driving school is like you just have to sit there and wait for the pages to time out. You can be on your phone the whole time.
Oh, work.
But you do have pay for the course.
Oh, yeah. No, it's $64 non-refundable. And I'm like, but what if I didn't learn anything?
Then you shouldn't have been driving in the first place.
No, I should get a refund. Oh, no, anyways, exactly. I would also like to address comments I saw about me ranting about my first encounter with the police. Yes, of course it was the fucking dictionary definition of white privilege. Duh. I am fully aware that me only coming out of that scenario with not even trauma, just a speeding ticket. Well, no, it wasn't even a speeding ticket. It was a fucking piece of paper that was, it was like the mini version of, it was like a pocket Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Impossible to read. So of course, that goes without saying. Yes, I am a
beneficiary.
A beneficiary of white privilege. Anyway, yeah, I just always feel the need to defend myself.
Can we talk about really quick, it's impressive that at the ripe age of...
What is it? You point to me at
27.
Go off, girl.
I'm literally, we're best friends.
Famous birthdays can never.
You know how they like rank famous birthdays?
Yeah, and
you're like, you're number 89.
I remember when like
on May 10th.
I think like yeah, it's so specific. Like, I remember when like Tana would be like, boost my famous birthdays, and I was like, for what? For what? To be the most famous Tana? You are.
Easily. You win. You win, girl.
Like that's a competition for Chris. Yeah. There's 100. I'm like the 19th most famous Chris, and I'm like, oh god.
But like, what was I gonna say? Oh, it's impressive that at 27, that's your first speeding ticket ever. Like, it really is.
BBL energy,
or something,
or something. At least a BBL
probably
energy.
Not that. But
no,
something.
Okay. I don't think I understand BBL energy. Like I do, but
it's
I'm like
Kylie Jenner energy.
I know.
Okay.
The fact that we don't talk about, never mind, I could save that for the rant.
Okay.
The fact
okay,
that great. We don't just obviously talk about, like, how do the Kardashians walk around with fucking gargantuan asses? And they're like, we wake up and put in the work.
That interview?
I'm like, no.
Oh, we can rant about that later. We can rant. Okay. That'll be it. I have so much to say.
But yeah, we'll get into the show now. I guess that's enough of an intro. We've all heard enough and it's just getting started.
Enough.
Yeah, it's enough. But we have the hot topics for the day, and we really do need, our homework really needs to be come up with a better name for that segment, because hot topics, I feel like I'm like Wendy Williams and I'm about to topple over.
Let's go read the news, everyone.
Is that what she's, I like,
no,
watched
that's
her,
just the energy I'm getting from,
love.
Let's read hot topics.
Okay, well, I don't know why you had to say it like that. The fuck? Anyways, the headline of this one from Times Now News. Guys, what? Thad Roberts, the NASA intern who stole lunar rocks to have sex on the moon.
Oh, that's a serve.
That is kind of a serve. Like, some people want a waterbed. He just wants...
He is,
I was
going to
say lava rocks. Moon rocks.
He's sucking and fucking in space. Period. Not many can say that.
Not even Elon.
Not even Elon.
Or Bezos with his fucking dick rocket. Did you see his rocket?
No. It looks like a penis.
It's like exactly what I imagine Jeff Bezos' penis like. It's just like an awkwardly large dome.
Mm.
And then like literally like the tip of the head.
Oh,
like
cute.
There's like, it's just a penis.
Well,
like Adam and Eve, hop on that. You can do a lot with that as a promotional.
Space penis.
To the moon. Anyways, Roberts came up with a plan to steal 101 grams of moon rocks valued at some $21 million so that he could literally give his girlfriend sex on the moon.
Girl, who's spending $21 million on some rocks?
Well, he's not. He stole them.
Yeah, but he's going to sell them.
No, he's putting them on his bed to fuck on them. Also, 101 grams?
That's so
specific.
Let's
see. In an eighth, that's what? 3.5 grams of weed? Do you know how many grams of weed that is?
So many, probably. A couple, at least.
Yeah, I would have fucking taken those nugs instead of the rock.
Not the nugs.
When they reached out,
weed to space.
When they reached the safe at NASA, Roberts and his girlfriend decided... Oh, the girlfriend was with him.
Oh.
Come on.
A modern Bonnie and Clyde.
I literally was trying to think of the names, and my brain was like, you're over-caffeinated, sweetie. Nice try. Roberts and his girlfriend decided to carry the whole safe out of the building and drove to a motel where they managed to open the safe with a power saw.
They're driving to a motel on the moon?
No, they're not on the moon. They're in they're at NASA. They're at NASA, and they have a safe of moon rocks that they brought back from the moon. So he stole all of them, is my understanding, so that he could take them home or to a motel and have sex on them. So it's like the equivalence of having sex on the moon.
People are so
creative.
Much. Yeah,
much.
There's so much sometimes.
I'm like, should I steal a nectarine from the grocery store?
Literally, just to feel something.
Just to feel anything. It's like the cheapest thing I can find. This homie is taking $21 million of moon rocks.
Good for him, I guess.
Not only taking that, also carrying the safe.
Yeah.
And also NASA, why is the safe not drilled down?
Yeah, hey NASA, do you need help with, like, your security?
I'm a photo major who can barely, like, walk in a straight line most of the time. And I know that a safe should be secured. Like, is NASA what, a government agency?
Yeah. It was just sitting
and
in the
I have
lobby.
To pay taxes? No, I don't know about that one. I have to go to traffic school. Please. I also just want to know, I've never been to a motel. I don't that I can, like, fully remember. Can you just fully power saw there? Like, the fact that they're just oh, I am literally so sorry. If there's not in a podcast episode where I'm just absolutely making a foul, loud noise
yeah,
into the microphone, it's not an episode.
Blowing out every single speaker that this is being played
on. I mean,
on.
At this point, it's what, episode 7? I've given fair warning. Do not listen to this in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm kind of over Thad Roberts. Oh, he's in jail.
Period, Thad.
Justice system.
Motels are like, no questions asked.
I mean,
if you're
yeah,
renting a motherfucking room at Motel 6 in Burbank, California... No questions asked.
Should we do that?
Probably.
Let's go to NASA. We know that they don't drill down the safe.
Okay.
Let's just carry it.
Y'all got any rocks? They're like right this way.
Y'all got moon rocks? Y'all got moon rocks on that thing?
Right this way.
Next up, England lifts nearly all COVID restrictions by July 19th. This sounds like a book right out of Garcetti's.
We're going to London.
Are you going to London?
We should go.
Well, not with what I'm about to read.
Oh, okay. Never mind, I guess.
Boris Johnson. Oh, God. What a fucking moron.
Uncle Boris. Bunkle. Sorry.
Bunkle sounds like that should be his name. Bunkle Boris. Or Bunkle
Johnson. Bunkle
Johnson. Bunkle Boris. On July 19th, nearly all COVID restrictions will be lifted. Rules requiring the wearing of face masks would end. But what's wild is that the UK didn't roll out their vaccine to, like, people under 35. So just... everybody under 35 is unvaccinated. And also, isn't it a hotspot there right now?
I don't know if that's true.
Is it not a hotspot in England?
Well, I know friends that got vaccinated and they're
no, but like for Delta. For Delta Kappa.
The airline?
No, the new variant. Brittany, say what you want about my fucking wig. At least there's a brain under it. Purr.
My brain is just swollen.
Oh, mine's like melted.
Okay, yeah.
Mine looks like your Red Bull.
Yeah!
It's just like a cup of yellow piss
oh,
up there.
Oh, yeah, just chemicals.
Oh, sometimes the lights turn on.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's... yeah. Have we figured that out yet? This is like a multi-million dollar building. Oh, and now we have a flash.
Oh, okay, so we're going to catch on fire.
Is
this a good time to piss?
Is this a good time to peace? All right, guys, welcome back. We took a quick break off camera behind the scenes to take care of... I hate when people say behind the scenes.
It's like, it's a YouTube video.
I'm like, Jeffree Star is like, a lot's been going on behind the scenes.
The scenes are...
off camera, you dumb bitch. Behind the scenes is like when you go to set.
Yeah.
And you're like... a lot's been going on behind the scenes. I'm like, no, you can't afford your house anymore because it got canceled. That'll be my rant. Oh my fucking God.
We have so many things to rant. Are someone writing this down?
Who's writing it down? Elliot actually is. I know that you are. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, let's go.
Excuse me. Do not just... oh, is it ready?
And 3, 2...
oh, we're
welcome
ready.
Back to the Chris Clemens...
No. Shh. Okay. Oh, no. See, right here it says, all this is happening as the Delta variant is spreading unchecked. Unchecked.
The Delta
throughout the
variant.
UK, resulting in a surge of new cases and deaths.
Isn't that fun?
So fun. It's almost like... I was just thinking, pandemic wasn't long enough. I want to go back.
Have you seen those memes that are like...
wait, I can't hear you. Is her mic on?
You can't hear me.
Oh, now, got it. I'm just an idiot and probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
Cool.
Have you seen those memes that are like, why were we low-key, like, in a pandemic? With the laughing crying face.
Oh, I know exactly the one. The one with, like, the big lips. Probably.
Those are so funny.
Next up, we have Meghan McCain is leaving ABC's The View as daytime TV's favorite villain. Do you have a...
Care less about what you just said.
So could I. I don't even watch The View. Yeah, I don't know why this is... Everybody on Twitter was, like, kind of sad about this. And I was like, first of all, I don't know why I follow so many people who watch The fucking View.
All the K-pop stans are like, no, not The View.
I know.
Like,
yeah. Who gives a shit? I'm like, why are people sad about her leaving? It's one less white blonde bitch to be microaggressive to fucking...
Ugh. This is a victory. This is a small
victory. I'm like, no, this is equality. Like, I really do like the fact that they are a show that has an opposing point of view. And what, like, I think that's important rather than just, like, sit in a circle jerk of, like, same opinions.
Yeah.
But, like, she should have gone long ago. A gay Pride and Prejudice film was announced. Thank you, HuffPost. I can always tell when it's a HuffPost article. Bowen Yang and Joel Kim Booster will star in this reimagined classic. No. I don't think we need it. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
Is he on SNL?
That explains so much.
So it'll be funny. Or it won't be.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned.
I guess.
Described as a splashy romantic comedy set amid the sand and surf of New York's premier gay resort town, Fire Island. The hype for this movie is real.
Is it?
Ariana Huffington, retire, please.
That was written by Frankie Grande.
He's like, Frankie Grande is rumored to star in it.
There's a musical number by Frankie Grande in it.
I just convulsed so hard. I whipped my fucking headphones off. I live for a Frankie Grande joke.
I love Frankie Grande.
I live for a Frankie Grande joke.
Oh my God. This is not also Frankie Grande if you're listening. You're probably not. Frankie James Grande. I love you. And I've DM'd you on Instagram multiple times. I want to hang out. This is not a joke.
I'll like come along, I guess. I love it. I definitely have made you the butt of jokes, but it was all with love.
Yeah. Love is love.
Like, no, I'm not going to say that. I don't need to.
Okay.
It was going to be like the most backhanded compliment.
Maybe don't.
No, which is why I'm not.
Okay, great.
God. R. Kelly's lawyer wants trial delayed due to jail quarantine. R. Kelly's new lawyers are asking a judge to postpone his August 9th sex trafficking trial in New York City, arguing they haven't had enough time to prepare because he's under a mandatory jail quarantine since his transfer from Chicago. I tell you, though, if his lawyer was a 13-year-old girl, he would make time.
Oh, my God.
He would put that quarantine. What quarantine?
Yeah.
This is what I hate. You're in jail for a sex trafficking trial.
Like, what do you
mean? I don't think this is a hotel where you're getting room service.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. Get COVID, bitch.
Well, like, it's also like, what do you need to prepare? There is no defense.
Yeah, it... The proof is in the panties. Like, come on.
You need to go to jail for a very long time.
It's funny how
next
things work.
Yeah. There's a James Charles meme for every situation.
It really is a gift. It's like
it's
like a talent almost. The fact that he's like his own gift keyboard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If you ever need a business idea, James.
Okay, he's good.
Is he? Oh yeah, he's back. His makeup and talking about being a predator. I look like a predator today. I literally, this is like what James would do as in like witness relocation. Oh my God. That's what I'm serving. It's like bougie, but you would never know it. And then like the wig is just like desperation.
This is how rich people dress. Like, rich people where they don't have any style. That's how they dress.
Harry Styles, just for the record, I know you're not listening, but I just want to say this out of good conscience. I think you're amazing, and I don't think you dress ugly.
Oh, Harry.
Can you pass along the message?
I will.
Thank you. Lastly, Florida man named Florida commits absurd series of crimes. The source, i95rock.com. I'm obsessed. I'm fucking screaming.
Literally.
I think we should do a whole Florida man hot topics.
I would love.
Do you want to just co-host?
Sure. Oh my God, like, yeah.
I promise we'll get good guests. Lawrence Franklin King, Florida is his name, and he's a Florida man through and through. I'm sorry. Why are we disrespecting the ultimate Florida man, Flo Rida?
He's not even from Florida.
Oh, he's not?
I'm gaslighting. I don't know.
But I mean, his name is fucking Florida. First and last equals Florida. Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. I thought his like first name was Florida, last name like, doesn't matter.
First name, Florida. Last name, greatest.
Also Florida. My parents didn't have a plan for me. He broke into the following places: 2 barber shops, 1 restaurant, 1 carpet store.
I love these stories. It's like, this is such a power trip.
Oh,
why would you break into a carpet
store?
It's
a power trip or just a trip?
Yeah, like,
he's tripping on bath salts.
He was having so much fun.
Oh, 2 barbershops, a restaurant, a carpet store, a veterinary clinic.
Yeah!
A cat rescue facility.
Yes.
And a truck.
Did Cops, he steal anything?
Oh, here's what he stole. Hair clippers. A white claw. Cat dewormers. Animal pain medication, which I get. That makes sense.
What's it called? Kleptomania? That's when you just steal shit for fun? He is serving kleptomania.
Lawrence Franklin King, Florida is now the face of kleptomania.
Yeah.
He took hair clippers, a white claw, cat dewormers, animal pain medication, syringes, coins, a briefcase, a Ring doorbell, keys, jackets, and scissors.
Period.
He is, like, preparing for something, and I just want to know what his, like, Iron Man situation is going
to
be.
He's starting his own grooming service for cats.
Oh, my God. We have an influencer to send to him. police were able to find and arrest. Are we, like, James?
Delete.
Relocate to Florida. Police were able to find and arrest Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. Just go by Florida. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Who admitted to his crime spree. Can you imagine he has all of this in the back of his car? You could totally play that off as,
yeah,
I just left this all in my car. It is all so different.
Yeah, yeah.
Authorities say he was helpful in showing police where he threw most of the stolen items.
See, that means that he was just having fun.
He was just living.
He was like, you got me.
And then he told them where it was. So, like, why?
You got me.
Why is that so bad?
Yeah, I'll take it back.
Yeah, like, they got everything. He didn't damage anything, I don't think. Anyways. See, this is the kind of news I care about. Stuff that affects, like, nothing.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to hear from you guys. You guys can leave voicemails to 310. Fuck, I don't have the doc in front of me, and I don't have this number memorized.com. Shut up. I got so lost in it. You can call 310-844-6459. And I went on the Unhinged Instagram, Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I know. Fucking crazy. And I asked you guys to send in your thoughts. It could be things you love, things you despise about just everything that has to do with our... Oh, you're yawning?
No,
Is it this fucking boring?
I'm having so much fun, my brain can't keep up.
Right.
Just keep fucking... I want to listen to the voicemail.
All right, well, then let's play them. But they're about the entertainment industry, influencers. I let people just have it.
I can't wait.
Basically, I want other people to say the opinions I hope. Just play them.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, I hope that you...
Starting with
Booger
first of all.
...and Andrew are thriving.
Thank
one thing
you.
That I am so fucking sick of is people feeling obligated to pick sides between, like, 2 shitty influencers when there's drama. Like, I don't get why we can't all agree that both sides should just go away.
What?
Or maybe stop giving either of them attention. I don't know. I'm sick of it. I'm over it.
Oh, my...
Why pick your poison when no one's making you take... Poison. I'm drunk, but goodbye.
This is you drunk? Oh my God, I wish I had like an eighth of the brain that you have when you're like, oh.
Her drunk calling the Unhinged
is like
podcast.
The most groundbreaking thought I've ever had.
It's very true.
Like, why don't we just... I'm shook.
I think it's because this is the pseudo reality television that people have always craved. We have access to influencers the way that people wish they had access to, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Come on,
15
dissertation.
Years ago. Oh, here's my thesis. Are
Give
you ready?
It.
It is the unfettered access makes people pick sides and act like they're involved. And it makes them feel important if they can leave a comment and they know that the influencer will see it.
But why can't they still leave a comment that's just like, fuck both these bitches?
Well, I see a lot of those too.
Oh, okay.
But she has a very valid point.
That is. It's like, oh my God, during the election, for example, people are like, they're both evil. I'm not vote. It's like, but they're the first to be like, I'm picking a side.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're like, Sienna May is, and it's like, girl's not that fucking
I'm
serious.
Team Bryce, and I'm also paparazzi.
Team Bryce on God.
On God. On God.
Delete.
Anyways. Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I love that thought. Just fuck both parties.
Literally, fuck them all. Because the more attention you give.
That's what drives me
it
crazy.
It's
like
on.
The fact that like Gabby Hanna is still... You don't have to say
this
anything.
This is her career, though.
But
that's
is
like,
it? She is like one of like 3 artists that had the top three songs on iTunes. Her, Shawn Mendes, and like Bieber or something.
Gabby Hanna?
No, it's scary. It's frightening. I saw it with my own eyes. I checked. I didn't even know iTunes still had charts. And like this was what, a year, two, three maybe
ago?
Oh
my God.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, don't do this shit. You apparently can, I don't know if you can sing, but like clearly you can chart top. And that's something we can't fucking do. To freedom! Next call.
You're yelling at your audience to get
Hi, Chris. My name's Brittany. The thing that I hate the most about influencers is just how finicky the whole world is. It really pisses me off that we have serious issues so going on with people like James Charles, where people are actually accusing him of committing literal crimes and nothing is happening. And he's coming back to YouTube and everything just is fine. It's fine. And it happens so many times. It's happened again with David Dobrik. It keeps on happening.
Got dissertation part
Why
two.
Does this keep happening? Meanwhile, perfectly good people like Jenna, who are truly, truly sorry, meanwhile are, you know, taking the time that they need away, and then there's so many people that just come back
time away for, his
for no fucking reason that no one even wants you here. No one wants you here. Go away. You're gross. No one likes
Tana
you.
Went to
but
Mexico.
We lose out on perfectly good people who messed up a couple of times and are truly genuinely sorry and feel terrible about it. But meanwhile, we have these people who just do whatever they want and
the
get away with it.
It makes me mad. Yes.
Anyway, love you. Thanks for having a great podcast.
I have so much to say. Brittany, you served.
Dissertation number two, go.
Okay,
from
here
Brittany
we go.
To Brittany.
Okay, where do I even start? I just forgot what she said.
Oh.
You go.
she basically said like, wait, what did she say? Oh my God, this is not a bit.
Oh, okay, where
how the influencer world is just so fucked up. And
okay,
like,
here's my thing.
Everybody has given another. Well, that's before you get into it. Hold that thought,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I do. It's like almost comforting because I do care about being a good person, doing like making sure I'm doing positive stuff.
Right.
Obviously, yeah, I bully people on the internet sometimes. It happens, okay? You just had a day and it pisses you off. But like, it is almost comforting that it's like, oh, if like some of these people can fully come back after literal crimes, I'm like.
But it's comforting in a demented way.
Oh, in incredibly like Stockholm syndrome. This is our world now.
Yeah.
Vibe. Yeah, 100%.
So the thing is, and if y'all are on YouTube, Smokey Glow, she is one of my favorite.
Oh my God! I love Smokey. She breaks it just
this
the
bitch,
fuck down.
She writes. Essays.
She followed me on Twitter like the other week, and I'm chills thinking about it.
Oh my God,
mostly because I think
so
it's
much.
Sweat coming out because I'm wearing a wig
cardigan,
still. But
cardigan.
Like, oh my God,
no, we love you so much.
Oh my God, Smokey.
Like,
glow.
If you are looking for
heart pounding,
detailed note taking, fair, objective analyses,
it's like a research
of
paper,
internet drama,
but like consumable.
Yes,
it doesn't. It's not receipts and tea.
It's not tea, and she's very clear to say that. She's like, "This is not tea. This is sexual assault. These are real people.
Oh my God,
these are crimes."
I have chills. I have full chills.
And like the way that,
her.
Oh my God, she's just amazing. But my point in saying all that is, she made a very valid point in saying that people like James Charles and the Lopez brothers, where, you know, if you take the time away and you come back and just hope that people forget, that is enough, it feels like. And she's like, I'm sick of the term accountability. I'm sick of all of these overused terms and empty promises to just come back and do the same thing. You are a bad person.
100%
But the thing is like, what is it going to take? Because Brittany made a valid point of like Jenna Marbles. Like that was
motherfucking Susan Wozniak or whoever the fuck you are at YouTube. It's like, stop holding James Charles as the fucking golden child.
Well, and even Logan Paul after his thing.
Bro.
He came back better than
bigger
ever.
Than ever. He's like fucking Duke and Floyd Mayweather.
I literally, like, these. Okay, and this is what Smokey Glow said, too. She said, we need to stop.
I love that you came with, like, literal quotes.
Oh, yeah. No, this is it. She said, we need to stop giving people these redemption arcs. Shane Dawson was one of the most infamous one. He gave Jake Paul, Jeffree Star, and Tana Mojo a redemption arc.
Honestly, Shane Dawson shouldn't be allowed on YouTube.
I literally, him coming back is like, it's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen.
And he's, oh, I heard a rumor that he's coming back with a free Britney documentary. And I'm like, fuck you.
Girl.
Fuck you.
Like,
will I watch it? Probably.
Because
you know it'll be detailed.
I just like, that whole world.
He sucks.
No, they all do.
Well,
that whole world is just like, She made a valid point. It's like, but it's people like that who continue to give these videos views because it's interesting.
Well, it's also like, what the fuck could they say that could redeem pedophilia?
Exactly.
Grooming.
There is nothing. And
saying the N word. Like,
yeah, they're all going to continue to make these type of videos and they're just going to constantly be a presence on these channels. Because
and it drives me in. It just, people don't understand that the way people go away is by resisting the urge to talk about, which is all we've done on this episode. But honestly, I don't think it's wrong in a realm where all of these people are still maintaining careers to let it go and not talk about it. It's horseshit.
But okay, let me ask you
this. The fact that for James Charles, for example, his channel was temporarily demonetized.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What the fuck? And then Morphe is still low-key selling his shit for just minus the 10% using code dipshit. Like, ugh. It really makes me mad because that's like it's like fucking global warming. People like use paper straws, but it's like, no, these companies need to be doing more and actually, I don't know, taking accountability.
Let me ask you this. So for a person in one of these people's positions, what can they do to redeem themselves? Or is it that the internet and cancel culture, they want blood and they want you to delete your channel? Do you think that people like James Charles, Tony Lopez, deserve a chance to come back?
Yeah, not in less than a year, when in that you were rented out a mansion in Palm Springs. I've been to a Coachella event at, and I can't believe that that's the place you rented. Someone told me, I was like, the fuck? Like that, no, there's like a lake. There's like a man-made lake in the back.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not taking time away.
Yeah.
That's like you not posting on social media. You're still fully living. Your friends are posting birthday pictures. That's fucking weird. I think there's always a chance for redemption. But also when it's the same mistake over and over and over.
Exactly.
It's almost, you've lost credibility in my
opinion.
And I
think that's what's happened. And now.
And it's like Tana, she's like, I'm going to make a whole 6-part apology series. First of all, that never came. Second of all, how many apology series are you doing?
Yeah, before you mean it.
Before you
And if you did mean it, it's the Jenna Marbles track where you mean it and you stopped making videos.
Exactly. Like, really?
And it sucks because Jenna, you could tell, I mean, she cried. And it wasn't the Laura Lee crying. It was like, you can tell.
It was just genuine human emotion.
And she has been a genuine person from the beginning. Totally. And she made some poor decisions.
Totally.
And that's it. And it left the internet heartbroken.
But not only did she make, like, not only did she apologize, she also used those moments as, like, huge learning lessons to teach people why. It's all these people like, I'm sorry I did that. I'm going to do better.
I'm learning why it's, and growing.
Maybe explain why it's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe explain why it's bad and not private the video where you did.
Right. Oh, that's the big, on those T channels, they're like, in the video that has since been deleted. I'm like, yes!
And then they like run the clip because they've downloaded it. I'm like,
it's a screen grab.
Shit, everything the screen is grab. Forever.
And tweets, deleted tweets. Oh, they have the screenshots. Ooh,
they have them.
Damn.
Bring up the next one. I've got passion.
That was a lot.
Hate when influencers think that their actions or when their words don't have like consequences. Like if they tweet something or if they're
political
garbage or anti-vax, whatever it is, and they're like, but don't take my word on it. Like, I'm just one person. And it's like, no, bitch, you lead like an army of people who will follow you in battle. Like your actions and your words actually do have consequences.
Yeah.
So please tweet responsibly.
Okay.
That's what I hate.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
But I also disagree with that. Yes, I understand that people with tons of followers should be aware what they're saying to tons of followers who are usually impressionable and look up to you. So they're going to most likely emulate that. On the other hand, I think people should think for themselves and understand when something is. I had a much better, clearer thought.
Let's talk about the flip side of these people that speak out, and I am guilty of it. I will talk from a firsthand experience. People that talk out on things that either don't directly affect them or they feel pressured to talk on.
100%.
The probability that you are going to spread misinformation is astronomical.
With Israel and Palestine, I honestly, people are like, why aren't you posting about it? You've posted all about all of this. Do you not care? And I'm like,
it's not that I don't care.
It is such a complex issue.
And who are we to talk about
it? Literally, guys, if we've noticed anything from this podcast, I can barely fucking read. And I didn't like the amount of laughter that was met with. as a college graduate. But like, I'm serious. It's like, no, I will speak up to the death of me for things that I feel like I can talk about.
Yeah.
But the amount of misinformation that I spread, I just didn't want to do that anymore when there are so many well-read and amazing resources and people to follow who do have something to say.
And you want to talk about learning and growing and, you know, from your mistakes. During Black Lives Matter, I was guilty of speaking for and over Black
totally.
Voices. And in the moment, it's like you don't even realize you're doing it because you think that, like, these people are pressuring me to speak on this. And I do have a massive following that I am not utilizing.
Yeah.
And so I started to utilize it. And then I realized, you know, it's like, oh, I may have overstepped. And I did overstep.
But I think it came from a, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm saying as someone who also overstepped, I'm pretty sure. Mm. It did come from a place of I want to use what I have for good.
Yeah.
But then that's also an important learning thing. None of us have been through a social, like,
this position is so odd.
It's odd, but we've also never been through this kind of time in our lives
ever.
Where so much equality and social, I'm escaping all of the words from a very important topic, but like the social almost revolution.
Yeah.
Or what is the word? Okay, no.
Social change, yeah.
Yeah,
the movements.
Like, yeah, the movements. It's like we've never experienced something like this as like conscious, full-thinking adults.
And the pressure that I remember seeing posts that were like to my white friends, if you're silent on social media right now, I'm watching. And I was like,
but I also agree with that
true.
Because it is, because in that situation, what I find hard about like the Palestine-Israel is because I'm not Middle Eastern. I don't really know. Like, I don't know anything. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I've obviously read up and learned a lot, but not enough where I feel confident to even post an opinion any longer. But with Black Lives Matter, for example, I felt so strongly about that because the issue with racism is white people.
Yeah, exactly.
So as a white person, yeah, I probably overstepped and over, like, talked over people.
And
that's
it was
wrong.
A learning experience.
And it was, exactly. But the fact is, I now know that the issue is with white people.
Absolutely.
It's like, that's where I'll speak up.
Yeah.
And hold my other whites accountable.
But, and the main thing that I took away from that whole situation, which was so humiliating, it's embarrassing.
Which one?
Being called out for over minority voices.
Oh my God.
It is humiliating. But it's a learning experience. And from then on, and to this day, whenever I feel inclined to post about it, I make sure it's from a credible, educated, Black source.
Yeah.
That is like, this is a source that you should be going to. I am merely the vessel that is delivering the information.
Yep.
So that is where I went wrong. And I think that's where a lot of white influencers went
100%.
Wrong. 100%. And Shallon, if y'all follow Shallon on TikTok, Shallxn.
I am obsessed.
She, on the TikTok podcast, she told me this. She was like, it's that pressure to speak. And in speaking, when you're not prepared and you don't know what to say, but you don't want to get canceled, you misspeak and you spread misinformation and it ends up causing more damage than it does help.
Yep.
And I was like, Shallon, you're so right.
Oh,
so
she's so awesome.
I love her so much. And so like that was the number one takeaway. And I feel like when you're talking about accountability or learning from your mistakes or growing or being a better person, that is the growth we're looking for. Is you fucked up, don't ever do it again.
And that's the thing, is like meeting criticism not with defensiveness. Like,
right.
Like when, like, I tend to get very like, no, I really thought this through, but it's like, when it comes to talking over minority voices, it's like, oh no, that's something where I need to take a step back, say, fuck, I fucked up, sit with this feeling of how shitty it feels.
Right.
And then never have it happen again.
Exactly.
And when you see people not tweeting about stuff, think about what they have tweeted in the past.
Well, and also let's talk about, oh my God, I can talk about this for so long. At what
this
point?
This turns into the rant.
At what point did we sign on to become activists?
Well, I think that is like a tough one for me because I go back and forth of like, I don't feel as well read. I don't feel as like, I feel so inferior when it comes to my like academic abilities almost. Like, I really know that like business and creativity, I like know how to do instinctively. Everything else,
comedy channels. At what point is it like, you know, like I got, oh my God, so many people unfollowed me during Black Lives Matter.
Same, and I don't care.
I don't give a shit, but it was shocking to me.
Oh, it's
how
wild.
How many people dropped me off their feeds because I was talking about something that is a global crisis.
Literally.
Racism is a global crisis. And disease. I was like, good riddance almost. You know, it's like, you may have followed me because I made funny Jim Carrey faces, but if I'm going to talk about police brutality on my thing, on my channels, like, that's my right. And it's me as a person.
And it's also something I care about.
Absolutely. And it's also like, I don't feel like people can separate comedy and funny content from like, there's an actual human being making
human
this
rights.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really odd.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane.
100%. 100%.
All right, next.
Yeah. Next. I like how much we're going.
So my least favorite thing about influencers, aside from most of them just seem very out of touch with everything that's going on, aside from you, you're wonderful. But y'all get a lot of free shit all the fucking time.
I think
time.
About that constantly.
All of the time. When you could most definitely go out and afford it.
Yep.
Like, no offense. Cool, whatever. But like,
she's so mad.
I'm working 65, 75 hours a week and can barely afford rent. And so it's very frustrating. Oh. And like, I get cool, whatever. But like,
me doing my
I really hate that influencers seem to get all of this free shit.
I think about this.
Okay. Love you. Oh, bye.
Love you. Me too. Bye. I think about this all the time.
Oh, me too.
It makes no fucking sense.
And it is so wasteful.
Oh,
the garbage and recycling that comes out of my apartment from, oh, guess what? Another beauty brand sending me shit that I don't need.
It's not even sending shit. I have a friend who got a full refrigerator that came shattered and all of the product inside leaked.
Like, it is so wasteful.
A fridge. I don't think any, like, ask before if you're sending a mini fridge.
Yeah.
If they need a mini fridge. It is insane. But I was thinking more of like, fashion and stuff like people who get expensive designer stuff for free, and I understand that's building a relationship, and I mean one day, yes, I hope to get free shit from designers, like, yeah, I would die, but like, I get like, that's insane. It never makes sense when celebrities and influencers are getting shit, expensive shit, for free. I
it's
think about
whole,
it all the time,
but that's celebrity culture. It literally is, and it is,
and honestly,
the trickle down effect of, you see these rich famous people with it, and it makes middle class people want to buy it to be like that, when the rich people didn't even want it and they didn't even pay for it.
Literally. But I will say, fuck, what the fuck was I gonna say?
I bet it was really important.
It was so important. It was.
I want to talk about how a lot of
thank you for covering.
No, you're good. The behind the scenes of the influencer marketing, whatever, is I donate almost everything.
100%.
I donate it to women's shelters. I donate it to Goodwill.
Well, even like
I give it to my friends.
Even like the tissue paper, the ribbons, the boxes, I have in my closet.
Yeah,
because
save
it's
a
the
lot
perfect
of it.
When I need to ship something when someone has a gift. I haven't bought gift wrap in fucking forever,
right.
And it's honestly lit.
And that's the way to do it, I feel like. But a lot of it gets thrown away. I mean, the packaging is so fucking wasteful.
The packaging, it blows my mind. But that's also another thing, is a lot of times it comes across as influencers getting this shit for free. But, like, real talk, it feels really sad sometimes just to feel like a fucking billboard that these companies are like.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to get all this stuff. Like, let me, when I get a weed delivery, that feels pretty good. Not gonna lie. Feels amazing. So many of the shit, though, that comes is just, like, so ingenuine, so post this, you're a little billboard freak.
Yeah.
And it's just, there is
for free. It's for free.
But which is fine. But like it isn't as like, honestly, I don't want to say I wish I didn't get the weed packages, because I love those. Those are great. I am so thankful I don't have to buy weed. But like, no, that deserves an eye roll. I just gave an eye roll to myself.
Like, we get it. We're in fucking
but like,
Hollywood,
no,
California.
No, but like a lot. I don't enjoy getting PR. It's really honestly annoying.
I want to zoom out bird's eye view and like address how unrelatable and insensitive this conversation
sounds.
Yeah,
no, it is. It is.
But it is like, it is a reality of when you're thrust into this job position, you are a billboard.
Yeah.
And people know that sending you free product that costs them nothing to send these huge companies, it's free marketing.
Yeah.
And because they know that, you know, it's free and you feel obligated because it's like, oh, they were nice.
And you also feel special
that
you got something. Right. And that's what a lot of brands.
No, I give probably about 90% of the stuff that I get.
I understand how unrelatable this conversation is. And that's also, people are like, what should I do? What advice do you have to be a YouTuber? And I'm like, don't.
Don't.
It's really sad. If you.
I've never been more mentally unwell.
And I've also never felt more. I've never felt more alone. I feel the amount of people who genuinely understand all of it is so little. Like even my best friends that I've grown up with don't get it.
Well, why would they?
That's what I'm saying.
This position is so fucking weird.
It's weird, and it's not. It's obviously been done very little before. But like this whole influencer, the fact that you can start an account and become quote unquote rich and famous is insane.
It's insane, but I guess it's the American dream, brother.
Amen.
Amen, and God bless. It really is where you can build yourself from the ground up. This is what people are all talking about when they're like
the American dream.
Just make it happen for yourself.
Yeah,
it's like. If I would have, I recognize, I don't know about you, because your come up is different than mine, where mine was so immediate, and
that
I just kept pumping out content because I enjoyed creating.
Oop.
Past tense.
Always a past tense.
It's just very odd to see how quickly it develops online.
Yeah. Anyway, just a moment of silence for our mental sanity.
God, therapist watching this like, shh.
My therapist doesn't even tune anymore. He's like, oh, we got enough to deal with on those Zooms. Do we have another?
There's one more.
Okay. Is this one raving about something?
No. Hey, Chris. This is Malaysia, and I'm high.
Hi.
As fuck.
High. This is what she said.
I wish.
My thing about influencers, like, why do we as society.
This feels like the roast of us.
It does.
Making these talentless white people famous. Like,
us.
They just have pretty privilege.
No,
that's
we have
like
talent.
The extent of it. I don't know. Just discuss, because
I would love to know
your opinion on this.
If I knew why, I would love to talk about it. I, too, as a talented, like, it took me a while to, like, realize that being funny is a talent.
Absolutely.
After, at this point, seeing so many unfunny people. Like, I feel good that I have a talent. I've got an actual creative backbone where I'm not just going to sit here and like say yes, slap my face on it, do that. Like I grew up literally in Delaware, no ties to entertainment, anything. It's like I know what it's like to buy things as a fan, to watch things as a fan, to buy products. Like it drives me nuts when untalented people. And then they complain about it. They're like, this is just so hard.
It's
calling the paparazzi. Don't call them.
Yeah. The difference is, and I don't want this to be like, we're the cool ones. Because
no, we are.
But okay, here's the thing. Before this, we both went to college. I worked a 9-to-5.
Same.
I made $39,000 a year. Like barely could pay my rent.
Yeah.
I have been on the flip side of this world. That has helped me so much.
I think about that constantly.
My God, the humility,
the starvation for just like seeing the next week.
Yes,
like living paycheck to paycheck.
Literally, like knowing that stress, and still, like you said, being a fan and loving this world, this entertainment, the internet, you know, of like the YouTube community and now TikTok, and just like finding your comfort person and just loving them with everything you have. We've been on the flip side. I feel the same.
I feel
as our sister.
I need to get
who
a new fucking headset. Honestly, I feel the exact same.
Where it's like you look at these people, but you know the comforting thing is, and I don't want to name names, but I'll name names to you after this podcast.
Oh, thank God.
Is that these people? There's an expiration date.
That is the most important part to tell yourself, which sounds so evil.
It sounds malicious.
But like I remember, example for Alex from Target. That was probably year 5 of me uploading videos consistently, doing this all on my own, having full-time jobs, doing full-time school.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube was, like, the thing that I would come home from school or do on the weekends when I had
creative outlet
time. Yeah, it was, like, a hobby. It genuinely was just a fucking hobby. And where was I even going with that?
Alex from Target.
Oh, but yeah, I remember Alex from Target. I would bust my ass and be like, this is so funny. I put so much time and effort, and that doesn't make something good,
right,
putting time
right,
effort.
Right.
But I believed in it, and I genuinely felt like I had a good sense of what was good and what wasn't. When Alex from Target blew up, I remember thinking, this is so unfair.
Right.
He just has this huge career overnight, and I'm still busting my ass to get, like, 10K views, which is a lot. Like, that is a lot. I was just a little fucking brat. But looking back, I'm so grateful to have, like, slowly climbed and slowly just kind of worked at my own pace, always made
it. It means so much more.
It means so much more. And yeah. I've also built such a stronger foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
For just the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And so it is weird, but remembering that there's an expiration date when there isn't anything to stand on.
If you're a funny person, you're always going to be a funny person.
If you're
a singer, you'll always be an artist,
like,
or whatever.
You obviously have, like, throat surgery. Or
yeah, unless you have nodes.
Yeah.
Nards.
Oh, that's good.
Nards.
But you know what I mean? Where it is like this pretty privileged era that we're in right now.
It's hard.
It is so hard to be a bystander and be like,
I feel
what
good about myself.
Qualifies you to be the, oh my God. Oh, and the effects it's had on my mental health as, like, as a plus size woman online with a platform, beside the comments I get that are just like, you're so brave. You're so brave for posting.
No! No!
I'm like, I'm just sitting here.
No!
I'm just here. You're so brave for posting with your forehead out. Girl, it's just my face. It's just my
head. I can't really change it.
It's like, those are the comments I get that are like, I'm so glad to see my body type represented. It's like, girl, I'm glad that you find some form of comfort in watching me be fat online. But, like, that makes me feel bad. And when I see people dancing and showing, oh my God, TikTok is the new Tumblr. We can talk about this.
Oh, why?
The ED Tumblr of, like, showing off how skinny you are. Like,
oh, I must not have this for you page.
Oh, phone. Bitch.
Don't be listening, please.
Delete.
I'm going to keep the for you page I had. I really enjoy it.
No, ED Tumblrs, literally, we're back on it with TikTok, where it's these trends that are solely based around showing off your body.
I see what you're talking about now.
Song is like, shorty got a big old booty. And it's the pan up from your feet up to your head. It's literally just to show if your body does this. And if it doesn't, they roast you in the comments. Butterface. I was expecting more when it got to her head. Damn, her. It's just like tearing women apart. And I'm watching this and I'm like, what is wrong with me?
At least you're brave.
It drives me. Oh, yeah, at least I'm a soldier. I'm a veteran.
At least you're brave.
Literally a veteran. But it's literally like, it's triggering.
Yeah.
And I don't seek this stuff out. It's just there.
That's what I fucking hate. Oh. It's like just the public opinion, and it's like, I get it. I'm not like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. I've accepted it. It still sucks.
Yeah, no, it's
when, yeah. Anyway, let's bring this to a lighter note.
Anyways,
let's shout out a charitable organization.
Okay, period.
And as always, from the two guests I've had, I like when my guests bring their own, makes it a little more special, a little more special. And what did you pick?
The Environmental Defense Fund.
And if you're listening and don't know what that is, it's a United States-based nonprofit environmental advocacy group, and the group is known for its work on issues including global warming, ecosystem restoration, oceans, and human health. And it also advocates using sound science, economics, and law to find environmental solutions that work.
Y punto.
I only learned Latin, so once again, it's fucking me hard. Why did you pick that? Tell me more about your choice.
Okay, so I actually started.
This is why I don't have an interview podcast. Tell me about your decision. Like, shoot me.
So I was one of the founders.
Were you?
No.
Oh, you said that. You said that with enough humility, humbleness.
We should call my agent. We should act together in a movie.
I shouldn't act ever. That's why this whole podcast is to be like unscripted. It's like the worst.
Climate change is very, very, very important to me.
It's also, in the last 2 years, I'd say, has gotten, at least feeling-wise, so much scarier.
Exponentially scarier.
Like, I really am at the point where it's like, oh, the Gulf of Mexico is on fire. Canada's on fire. The Northwest is on fire.
Can I tell
California,
you something?
Based off my front yard, about to be.
Literally always on fire. California's going to fall off into the fucking ocean soon.
At this point,
I'm
just like, can we do it?
Yeah, just like get it over with. Like, I'm over it.
I'm ready for that eternal nap.
Earthquakes are so scary.
Honestly, I'm like not craving one because I know that when I say that, it's going to be like the big one.
You better take it back. Take it back.
Well, not really. I want like a cute like 4.2.
Okay, cute.
You know, like enough that like it just gives me something. It makes me feel like truly during the pandemic, I was like,
makes me feel alive.
I could use one just to shake things up, literally. Let's Bella Thorne shake it up. You know? I don't know. I love that we just shouted out an environmental advocacy group as we were like just talking about like slide into the ocean, California. Yeah. Let's do
it. No, it's okay. Like save the planet, but California, you're good to go.
It now more than ever, it feels so scary at how and people like Greta Thunberg.
Oh my god, Greta Thunberg is like I have never in my life felt more inspired than after watching
people like her really have changed my point of view where I used to be like young people you don't have the life experience to be talking like this and this and that
not
it's like,
true
you don't need to yeah, she has really true. Taught that like you can be young and the passion that young people have is often so much more valuable
before people suck it out of you from before telling you that you won't make a change
exactly I well, love Greta
and it's also like climate change this is not an issue that is relative to one group climate change will kill us
all
every single person.
Even the billionaires who are going to space, you're going to die in space.
It literally does not matter. Everyone should give a shit about climate change. You should be doing your part, even though it is the trickle down, where the big corporations need to make the major changes, and we should do what we can.
Besides paper fucking straws.
Yeah.
There's compostable plastic ones that are great.
But yeah, that's my charity.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. If you want to go donate or learn more about it, you can, as always, go to the description of this episode and the link will be there to go to the website.
Period.
And the donation page. Yeah, we got that.
Period.
That's something I'm really glad about. I mean, not glad, but like thankful came out of like the whole like Black Lives Matter movement that we all like kind of saw during the pandemic when it was just like the only thing to and especially in L.A., I was like, oh my God, the fact that I have all of these people watching and stuff and to just throw a link that people can donate takes. $3,
$2. That's all it takes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was just wild. So that's, I'm a good person. Hello, I wanted to take a quick break from this groundbreaking content to thank the sponsor of our, Chris, just do it fucking normal. I want to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. Now, I have worked with Helix Sleep a lot on my channel and I also... Every room in my house has a Helix mattress. I think they are delectable, delightful, and dependable, period. Jesus. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Helix, Helix Sleep has a quiz that just takes 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you want to buy a mattress that was made for somebody else? Get one that's tailored for you, baby. Everybody is unique and Helix knows that, which is why they have several different mattress models that you can choose from. You can get soft, medium, firm. You can get mattresses that cool you down, mattresses that help with your spinal alignment. I mean, really, they have so many different types of mattresses that I would say it's impossible to find one that doesn't work. When I was taking the Helix sleep quiz, I am very much down for a medium firmness. I sleep on my side, and it matched me up with the Midnight Lux, and it has been an incredible mattress. I've even gifted it to my manager, and I'm gifting it to friends. Like, I just want to make sure any possible place I could fall asleep, there's a Helix mattress. A part that I love as a millennial who is embarrassed to be a millennial, mattress stores. Don't understand them. I thought the only point was to just jump from mattress to mattress, which is why I think I don't like mattress stores. And with Helix, you don't have to worry about that because it will come right to your door and you have a 100-night sleep trial. And if it doesn't work, they'll come and pick it up for free. It's like it never happened. Helix is now offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens, CHRASKLEMENS. Now, if you want to be on your way to a good night's rest, be sure to go to helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. And again, there's a 10-year warranty. There's a 100-night sleep trial, risk-free. Again, that is helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens to get up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. So get on it, bitch. Can I say that? Get on it.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Um, We are heading into the rant, so.
Oh, here we go. Like, even this hasn't been an entire rant.
I was just about to say, like, this entire episode hasn't been an entire rant. You came with some rants, right?
Yeah, I have one prepared.
Okay. Now, if you're new, we have a 420 timer. It's not just a clock. Although, it might just turn into a clock because a lot of people say that we should go past. But also, I've just been going past 420 if I need to. It's just a, yeah. it's a good piece of information to know that I've been being a giant bitch for 4 minutes right. and 20 seconds.
Right, right.
If I want to keep going, I will. So let's, should we start it?
Okay. Give me the cue.
2, 1, hit it.
Okay, so do you know how slay obviously is like, it's gay lingo?
Yeah.
Well, the girl bossification of the term slay diva or slay queen, meaning that it was taken from the drag gay community.
Which came black from black community. I was just about to say.
Absolutely. Everything comes from the black community.
Yeah, always.
It was taken through all these different channels, diluted, to now its resting place is in a Hobby Lobby Michaels interior decor girl boss office.
In cursive,
shelf.
Probably.
In cursive, cheetah print, pink glitter. Okay. Picture it in your brain. You see it. You know Slay Queen.
Oh, we see it. We know it. We're
and
familiar.
Oh my God, a public apology to Beyonce for taking Slay. Yeah.
I slay,
like whatever. I, in the post irony meme recession that we're in right now, because recession.
I don't think I know what a real recession is, if I'm being honest.
We're in like a slow period of memes.
Got it.
But we are in this, like what I said earlier about, like, why were we low-key in a pandemic? Like, why is that funny? Try to explain why that's funny.
See, that's what I have so much trouble with.
Yeah.
And I find so much issues trying to be funny on the internet is I don't get half the shit that's funny.
Right. Well, I think
but
it's
I,
funny.
I find it funny.
Because it's making fun of people that would actually say that unironically. But oh. We know that we're in on the joke because we're saying it ironically.
Got it.
But people don't know that we're being ironic. So
I'm
that
lost.
Being yeah, so that being said, if you're still with me, that being said, I want to bring back slay as a funny, ironic, post irony slay.
So we're taking it from being ironic to being real to being girl bossified back to being ironic.
Back to being ironic and funny.
All right, I can get on board for this math
so
equation.
So when I say I'll text my friends or I'll be on the phone or I'll be like, oh, slay diva. And they're like, it's just another white woman saying slay. But in my head, I'm like, I am so funny.
It really has trickled down into like the Facebook mom. Maxinista.
My Mimi texted me saying slay. And I'm like, come
you're
on.
You're like, Mimi, your time is here.
Yeah, I'm like, Mimi, let's wrap it up. Slay diva and slay queen are the funniest things you can say because we're in the post-girl bossification of the term. And that was my rant. So if you ever hear me say slay online,
it's
or
ironic.
If I say this was a slay, this was a serve, it's because I know as a white woman, we are notorious for stealing things from other cultures and cherry picking and whatever. I know the whole backstory and I think it's a little funny because I think I'm above it, but I'm really not. So if I say slay, slay.
If I say slay, stay away.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it.
That's going to be Hobby Lobby's new plaque. If I say slay, stay away.
Yeah, if I say, they're going to quote Brittany Broski. Oh my God, having a Brittany Broski quote in
Hobby Lobby,
I would have made it.
That's sick. I prefer Michaels, but like Hobby Lobby works
Michaels
too.
Is more Christian than Hobby Lobby.
What?
They're both Christian.
Fucking course.
Yeah.
Who else would you be
you
expecting
walk in,
to do all these arts and crafts?
No, period.
Little Christian kids making crosses out of popsicle sticks.
Literally me.
Oh, no, same. It's like, we
have, I was
what
a
was
VBS
called?
Girl.
CCD? ECD? That sounds like a damn... Oh, that's Electric Carnival Days.
Hello?
Hi, Chris.
EDC.
You're fired from Unhinged, Chris Lemons. Brittany, it's yours now. My rant today was something that happened earlier this week where I went to go... I'm planning to go out of town at the end of July. And I obviously now have a dog that cannot fly with me, although I'm really trying to... I'm like, she's small enough, right? Okay, no, actually, quick rant. Why the fuck can you not... If I... can why can
so
I not
aggressive.
Buy why can I not buy my dog an actual seat on the flight?
What if they piss on the chair?
I will clean it.
What if the owner
people
didn't?
Throw up on chairs? Babies piss everywhere.
I piss on
I'd
chairs.
Rather sit in my dog's piss than a baby's piss personally. Second of all, if I can afford a plane ticket for my dog, why can't I? I'm not putting it under on sedatives. I want to use sedatives for me. The fuck, I'm on a flight. No, my dog's not getting the good shit while I sit there just twiddling my thumbs. So I've been looking for a kennel or a place to... 5 seconds, whatever. Fuck the time. Yeah, I think we're going to do it just as like...
Just
okay,
going.
It's been 4 minutes, but like, yeah. Oh, it beeps now? Has it always? Ooh, dear. Anyways, I was looking for a kennel. And I brought Booger in to get her nails cut. And I was like, oh, can I learn more about the boarding and the kenneling? Or whatever the words are. And they were like, well, actually, we don't accept pit bulls.
Oh.
I literally respond, so it's one of these places.
Oh,
and
shit.
The worst part is the whole thing is meant to look like this. It's called Sam's Green Paw. I'm not trying to Demi Lovato them. Please don't tank their Yelp. I'm sure it's because of their insurance carrier or whatever, but I think these places should start talking to their insurance carriers because pet discrimination is literally just like animal version of racism. Okay, that was a lot of silence. But it does. There are these stereotypes for being aggressive, for being this, that, the other, when it's a dog.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
And they're sweet.
My dog literally is more calm and safer than most, like, Chihuahuas and Pomeranians.
Yeah.
Those feel more threatening to me. And
yeah.
Not to mention, while I'm waiting for her nails to get clipped after they've, like, shared their viewpoints, a husky walks in and almost bit its owner's leg.
And they're like, yes!
And they were like, yes, snow dogs! Wow! Cuba Gooding Jr.! Like, and meanwhile, my fucking poor ass dog who's shaking to be there, shaking, because she's so fucking afraid of her own shadow, is denied entry. That is so shitty. That is so fucking shitty. God, I left a review. Wasn't he in Snow Dogs?
That movie. What is that
Snow
movie?
Dogs.
It's like 5 3 below 0.
Snow
like
Dogs.
It's not called Snow Dogs, girl.
Google Snow Dogs.
Google it.
Fact check. This is why I have a
Snow
fact
Dogs.
Checker. It's called Snow Dogs. It is? Sir,
I am humiliated.
Slay Diva. Slay Diva, sir.
This is not a Slay Diva moment for me.
No.
It's the opposite.
No.
Oh, my God. This is a humiliated Diva moment.
It is. End rant. That's the end of my rant.
That is so... That
I just
sucks.
Would like to go back. I'm not equating pet discrimination to, like, racism.
Yeah,
for
please put a
no,
disclaimer.
No, I in the rants, but it is a form of discrimination based off of stereotypes, and I think it's horseshit. At any level. If you're a dog,
period.
If you're a person, if you're a tree.
Great.
It's fucked up.
I don't care if you're black, white, purple, or zebra colored.
I don't see color. I'm like, no,
says.
It's okay to see color. That's
we're
not the problem.
You.
Your
we're
viewpoints on certain colors is the problem.
We're begging you to see color,
yeah.
Actually.
We're like, please, we bought you glasses. We invented them. We started a GoFundMe and made
you.
It the charitable shout out. Okay, we've talked a lot of shit, but now we're going to talk about stuff that we don't understand.
Oh, I have so many.
So many.
Let me my list.
Let's pull it out. I'll start. This is, just hear me out. Breathing? How?
Now I'm going to be hyper aware of my breathing. Why would you say that?
Well, no, but how do we know how to do that? We just come out going, after being in a ball of wetness?
Yeah, you just do it.
Like, I don't, how? And, like, how do, like, animals come out, like, knowing to, like, grab onto the mom's nipple?
This is a question for Hank Green. Hank, can you come out?
There is a possibility you could be watching this. I doubt it.
We couldn't book Hank Green.
No, we could.
Not for this episode.
No, not for this one. That is correct. This couch is, it's just you and me.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry to disappoint.
That's okay.
But I don't understand. I just don't understand it. Like,
it's
how
just
is
nature.
It,
how it's nature.
How? Like,
girl, because.
Okay. Sometimes that's just enough. I'm
girl,
like,
because it is.
But is this valid or is other people just like, no?
No, it's just automatic functions of the body.
Like the fact that I never have to think about, am I breathing?
But you do. I bet you are now.
Not even, really.
Oh,
I'm
I am.
I'm thinking about it when this episode will be over so I can hit my vape pen. And not have my channel demonetized.
I've been thinking about Popeyes the whole fucking time.
Well, no, that's why I need to hit that, is so I can think about Popeyes.
Okay.
I see you.
What's next on your list?
No, what's yours?
Okay, the number one is Bluetooth. The fuck is Bluetooth?
Where is it?
Where is Bluetooth?
I have, I'm going to piggyback. Like, Wi-Fi?
What the fuck is Wi-Fi?
Wait,
you know there's a big cable. No,
Wi-Fi,
no.
The cloud, and iPhones.
Okay, here, all of it. There's a big, okay,
no.
Listen to me, zoom in on my face. There's
it's
or
not
don't.
Going to.
Okay, I'm imagining it's a imagine in your brain it's zoomed in on my face. There is a big wire under the ocean.
No, there's not.
And it is the internet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Across the Atlantic to the Pacific?
Yes.
Or
I don't know where it is, girl,
I don't know,
but it's
oceans.
In the fucking ocean. It's along the bottom of the ocean and it's full of fiber cables, and that is the internet. So what happens if a big fish I don't know, maybe like the giant fucking squid that lives in the bottom of the Marianas Trench starts chewing on the thing.
Oh my
with
God.
Its little squid teeth.
We'll be free.
We'll be free!
To freedom! Oh my God. Where, how do I hire said giant squid in Marianas?
Nikita Harajuku squid.
No. Oh my God. Honestly, giant squid. Find the cord. Cut the cord.
Can we Google it? Can we Google the internet?
Wait, I remember
under the
hearing.
Ocean.
Okay, so when I was thinking of my list of things I didn't understand, I was like, what is that cord? Is it telephone? Is it it's internet that
it's
goes across?
It's the internet.
And they literally, is it suspended?
Girl, that's, I don't know.
I think
Google
it might
a picture.
Be
I've seen pictures of it. I don't know if
pictures?
It's
pictures. Real?
Yeah. Submechanophobia.
No. You showed me a. Are you
talking
about
Chris,
that?
Yeah, I showed Chris a TikTok of submechanophobia, which is a fear of large man-made objects submerged underwater, and
oh my
it
God.
Is terrifying.
To say that it was haunting,
yeah, it is.
Is like no, that's like kind.
Yeah,
that was haunting.
It's like sunken planes and like scuba divers
and like
sitting
cruise
on the
ships.
Jets.
Yeah,
yeah, like and it shows how small humans are and how huge these planes. Like when you really think of it, it's just terrifying.
Oh, it truly. What are we doing?
We're looking up pictures.
Oh, of the cord. Oh, we don't have the TV. The one fucking episode, I'm like,
it's
we don't
okay.
need the
it's
TV
okay.
anymore.
I just want to confirm.
Is it?
Well, there is a large, mysterious squid found lurking under the ocean.
Period.
Oh, my God.
And then it says that the global, from CNN, the global internet is powered by a vast undersea cables, and they're vulnerable.
I am the How smartest
vulnerable?
Person to ever live.
How vulnerable? What's my time frame? 5 years?
Well, they were installed. A long time ago.
By the aliens.
Wait, we haven't even had the internet for that long.
Yeah, girl, it was installed.
No, I know that. Time Warner came to my house yeah. and they were like, bitch, where's the outlet?
Bitch,
and I was
Spectrum.
Like, isn't that your job?
The ocean cables by Spectrum. In
ocean cables by Spectrum.
In 2018, the Morea cable began operating between Spain and the U.S. state of Virginia with transmission speeds of 160
Do we trust
turbobits.
Virginia like that? Sorry.
It's between Spain and Virginia.
Is it on the ocean floor or is it like floating?
It's on the floor.
That's a long ass cable. Wait, hold up. Have we discovered the Atlantic Ocean, all of it yet?
No.
Only isn't like 1% of the ocean yeah. discovered? You're. Huh.
And we buried fucking cables. The aliens are going to kill us.
Quote
the aliens
CNN.
In the ocean Do are going to fucking kill us.
Now!
What's your hold up?
Everything.
Oh my God.
Quote from CNN, underwater cables are the invisible force driving the modern internet, which many in recent years began funding the internet cables such as Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon.
Daddy Zuck built the underground railroad.
They've been funding it.
The underground underwater cable.
Road.
It's Zuckerberg Road. Oh my God.
It's Zuckerberg. I wonder if there's street signs down there. Zucker's cord.
The Zucker food plaza.
Bezos's bank. I don't know. Whatever. Fuck this.
It weighs 10 million pounds.
Holy shit.
That's brave.
Which was co-funded by Facebook.
You didn't know any of this?
No.
You didn't know
didn't
about the cable?
I knew about the cable. Clearly, I didn't remember it was the internet.
It's terrifying. Actually.
That is.
Go look up a picture of it. It is terrifying.
Well, what you know what I think about is like iPhones. This is just a glass rectangle.
And it has single-handedly, my whole life is in that.
Well, how is it that you can just click? Oh, that's cute. Sometimes I see notifications of like someone mentioned you in your story and I'm like, ooh.
It's like a Tinder notification.
I'm like, ah. But like, how is it that like, this is off, I push it, nothing happens. This is on, all of a sudden I can swipe up and capture like the my
because
life.
Because Daddy Zuckerberg knows what you look like.
He didn't
like.
Do this.
Yes, he did.
Daddy Jobs did.
Daddy Jobs knew
Hi,
what
Daddy
you look
Jobs.
Like. I miss
I
him every day.
So sad that Steve Jobs is
I know,
dead.
I miss him every day.
The brain he had and that we just didn't appreciate it as much.
Should we go to an auction and buy one of his turtlenecks?
Oh. He has a turtleneck for sale?
Bitch, if he does, we should.
Oh, I would buy it in a heartbeat. Guys, a charitable shout out for this is my Venmo. I have a Steve Jobs turtleneck to buy. I am so sorry.
Charitable shout out. My PayPal will be in the description below.
Speaking on the same level of breathing, the brain.
Oh, bitch, the brain.
Do you think about like, okay, so the brain's a muscle. So is my arm. Why can my brain make all of this real, but my arm is tired after jerking off for a minute. What is that.
How about this? If you ripped off the top of your head and touched your brain, you'd fucking die.
No.
Or you'd have a stroke.
No.
Or your right leg would lift up. Like, what the fuck do you mean? What is a frontal lobe? First of all, lobe, ew, I hate that word.
Same.
Second of
all.
Unless
it's an earlobe, which it's the only time I can tolerate the word lobe.
Is the word, or is the brain pink or gray? And what happens if you dig your finger into it? I got two gags.
The producer there goes, ugh. But like, it just thinks of things.
Are you your brain or is your brain you?
My brain just fucking cracked again. It's like, all right, we are officially in 42 pieces.
That clip from SpongeBob where just...
That is literally what just... Like, it, that's where... I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I... It's not even like an invention. It just... It forms.
So we're realizing a very concerning lack of understanding of the human anatomy on Chris's behalf.
Shut the fuck up. What is next on your stupid fucking list, you bully? High school fucking bullies!
These are high school fucking bullies!
Bullies.
The next one is tides. Sorry, what the fuck do you mean the moon moves the water?
Because gravity.
The water? Gravity go like
me
this.
Me trying to think I know.
Why did tides go like this? The gravitational pull of the moon. Bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I really.
You made that up.
Yeah, I thought it made sense until you really were just like, no, it doesn't.
It's the giant squid breathing in. And it sucks in all the water, and then 3 days later it does. It's literally tides.
While it's updating a status to Facebook. It's like, blorp, just did another 3 day suck in. Time to suck out.
Every creature to be honest trench has a Facebook page.
It's just like typing away.
It's all verified.
They're the bots. Oh, conspiracy theory? Bots
Any
are just
US
crustaceans.
Boys here? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who wants to see my Slovakian puss? me, I do.
This is probably the most unhinged this podcast has ever gotten. I have the name Dick.
Oh, from Richard?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, like, we're doing this, if you can find, we'll keep talking, but if you find what the fuck this came from.
The origin of Dick from Richard.
Richard went to Rick, and then Rick got rhymed with Hick and Dick.
Wow. So humans really shouldn't have made it this far, is all I'm gathering. We should have been extinct years ago.
God.
Like hundreds and thousands of years ago. But like also Christopher is Chris. Yeah. Chris rhymes with piss. I'd love to be called piss.
Oh, pissy.
Hey, pissy.
Hey, pissy.
That beats a fucking biblical name for sure. My Christopher means follower of Christ, as we've seen.
As you should.
Just in this episode alone. That's not true.
That wig is the most anti-Christian thing I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, at the same time, it's so anti-Christian, it's almost Christian.
It's
again.
Like Christian stepdad.
No, it's like Christian stepmom. It's like full stepmom, like Karen.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go next. Mine is how gas fuels a car.
Oh.
What do you mean you can like just put gasoline into this giant hunk of metal and it just goes forward?
Like, that definitely feels like more of a sign. Like, we just aren't engineers.
Yeah, I'm just actually fucking stupid.
No, I'm not saying... Well, I don't think that's off the table.
That could be a factor.
No, it definitely could. But also, I think it's just like... It's like someone's like, how does a camera work? And I'm like...
Oh my God, how does an iPhone camera fucking work?
I guess I don't even know how it works.
I'm going to start crying. You have to go. I'm going to have a freak out.
Sex.
How does a camera work?
My next one is sex.
Sex.
Why is it? Like, okay, I wrote down a note for
Why
this one.
Why does busting feel Who? So good? experts weigh in.
No, there's a billion nerve endings there. That's exactly why. That one I do feel like I've got a good sense
okay,
on.
Okay.
No, who discovered it? Like, who was like, this is the part that has to go in that part.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's not like you can put water up a pussy and it's, like, pregnant. It's, like, one specific little... gooey white substance.
CeraVe facial cleanser.
Exactly.
Ancient Scottish fish invented sex.
Those fish that crawled onto land, they were sucking and fucking in the ocean.
They were sucking, fucking, and Facebooking. They were sucking, fucking, and Mark Zuckin.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's
we just
the
came
merch.
Up. That is the
merch. That's the merch.
Sucking. It'll never sell. No one would, let alone buy that. Or no one's parents, worse, would buy that.
No one's going to develop that. That's you and me in our fucking basement, like, with a printing machine.
Who has a basement? You have a basement?
No. There are no basements in California because of earthquakes.
I know. My friend actually does have a basement.
Okay, so I lied.
I wouldn't feel safe in it.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
But they do have one. Do you have any more?
Oh, I have two more.
Oh.
I don't understand a lot of things.
Oh, same.
One is, what purpose do mosquitoes serve? They don't.
I think about that a lot.
Like, they have no biological function.
Because it's like the whole, like, if you took one species out, that would cause, like, exactly, the collapse.
Exactly.
Who are mosquitoes the cornerstone of?
They don't. Mosquitoes who? Don't eat anything that isn't, like, parasitic.
My fucking
in nature.
Skin.
Literally, that's parasitic. I think frogs eat mosquitoes, but frogs also eat other things.
Like crickets.
Yeah.
Eat a cricket, bitch.
So, like, yeah, eat a fucking cricket.
Frogs,
it's
you're
not
ruining
hard.
Our life. Do you have an answer for this? You look like you're ready to say what actual purpose mosquitoes serve, which I'm interested.
For the ecosystem, and they serve as food for birds, bats, frogs, and fish.
But all right, I've seen all of
else.
Those eat other things. Yeah. I cut out dairy, they can cut out mosquitoes. It's only fucking fair. I mean, I haven't really cut out dairy, but I'm trying. It's so hard, though. It's.
I did, and my skin cleared up.
Oh, it's crazy. No, I severely
yeah.
reduced. Like, I will have it maybe once a week.
Yeah.
But it's like, the other night I was at dinner, my friend ordered kale spinach artichoke dip. You best believe I'd have.
Oh, delicious.
Did I greet it very shortly afterwards? Yeah. Did it greet me?
Yeah.
Lastly, I have... Ugh, God, this just shows how fucking old I am. Well, no, I'll go with a different one.
Okay.
That's not even on... Like, terpenes. Or, like the thing that, like, makes weed flavors and wine. Like, how wine has a pineapple flavor. Bitch, it's a fucking grape.
Oh.
What the fuck?
A flavor
is it,
syrup.
Is it, like, a seasoning?
It's like a snow cone machine. They do.
In what way?
They do with the pineapple flavor into the wine. And people say, well, delicious.
I've even been to a wine tasting and I was like, bitch, what the fuck's good? Yeah. And she was like, no, it's just more of a personal thing. You wish it around, you swish it around. And,
oh, shut
and
up.
I'm like, so this is all made up?
Yeah. If you, she said, think about a pineapple in your brain and then drink it.
I'm not kidding. That is what she practically fucking said. And I don't know if I was being like scammed or because I was like,
you
I'll
were.
Vlog.
No,
and, like,
you were.
Ooh, that was almost a hiccup ooh. And a burp and a yawn.
And vom.
Triple
vom.
Threat. Yeah, I don't understand so many things.
Yeah. Okay, here's my final one. Actually, I have two.
We're just building more as we open the box. We're like, oh, wait, there's this one.
Wait, and also this. Okay, so number one, why don't the tires on airplanes pop under pressure?
Like when they land?
When they're up in the air, when they land. They are not, to my understanding, in a pressurized part of the cabin. And even if they
no, they're
were.
They're definitely not.
When they come down out of the bottom of the airplane, even more, they're not in a pressurized thing. So why don't they fucking pop?
Well, they go into the plane, so maybe they're in a...
So maybe it's pressurized.
But when they land?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Elliot fucking came to my house to film something, turned and ran his front tire into a curb, and it popped.
Yeah.
How the fuck does an airplane not land?
I'm
and
saying.
It just goes, ba-boom.
And they're tiny.
Ba-ba-booey. They're tiny.
They're tiny tires.
They're not even like big motherfucking monster truck.
No,
well, they're
yeah.
probably way bigger than that.
Oh my, that's gonna freak me out. Thinking about how big an airplane is, I can't. I'll
no,
have a
the
freak
tire.
Out. Yeah, I know.
Like I know airplanes are big. The tire?
That's gonna freak me out.
They're pumped with nitrogen.
For what does that do?
Stop them from breaking.
So it's a different gas in it.
I'm gonna start filling my tires with nitrogen. Wait, can I?
Wait, is that because nitrogen when you get further up into the sky? Something like that? Girl, I'm an aerospace engineer.
Fuck, this podcast went from unhinged to uneducated. Oh, like when you go in the sky with nitrogen?
Well, because the atmosphere is 70-something% nitrogen.
I take back the uneducated comment. It's just uneducated with Chris Clemens.
The way your face said.
Oh. The way my face said, I never got that Snapple cap.
Okay, yeah. And my final one is, what the fuck is a pancreas or appendix? They don't even do anything. That's what I typed.
Do they not?
They don't. The appendix like doesn't do anything, right?
It does. For sure does. Okay, uneducated.
Pancreas converts food into fuel.
Now that's really humiliating
that's
for me.
That's not great. That would be great if I had like a random, like any loose carbon dioxide, it squeaks out. It's yeah. like the main, it's like the main dish.
Oh, so like it's really important. Got it's, it. Okay. Now what about the appendix?
Unknown.
Beer, that's what I meant. It does nothing.
It helps you recover from inflammation and diarrhea.
Well,
oh,
mine's
I definitely
fucking
need,
broken,
yeah,
bitch.
I was going to say I need it, and then I thought, that bitch has been on strike, apparently.
My shit has been turned off.
My shit's been turned up.
Yeah, really.
I'm like, get back to work, appendix.
I'm begging
the
you.
The fuck?
Okay, anyways, the more you know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this was a nice learning experience.
Yeah, for sure.
This was a very humbling experience, if anything.
I'm feeling very
human. Oh my god, it's secrets time.
I'm here with some secrets.
What the fuck is that? Who is that? That's you? Chris, I have to go.
I don't blame you. Here, I'll take the secrets. You can take her home. Just flap pretty hard. And
I'm here with some secrets. Fuck off.
Listen, bitch, the show's called Unhinged. You should have known. And also, you should have watched some episodes. Oop! I'm just fucking with you. But this is the part of the show where you guys can submit secrets, and then we read them. You can find the link. Oh, my God, this one. The fuck? You can find the link also in the description of every podcast episode. And
these are listener secrets?
Yeah, they submit things that they've never told anybody.
Oh,
shit. They keep it pretty vague just for legal reasons because
Okay. Our
legal team could use a fucking joint. But, yeah, we can go. Can they sue me? No, fuck you. I don't know what this feud with the legal team is I have. You guys are getting in the way of an artist, okay? I'm just trying to unleash it.
You're censoring an artist.
I'm just trying to unleash it, okay?
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Like, I literally do.
Okay, I do too.
Wait, what am I doing? Oh, no, fuck. I was going to say, let's go out to Pink Taco again and get
drunk. Oh, my
drinks.
God. I think we're getting drunk tonight.
Well, you and me?
WeHo.
Oh. You maybe I'll come? Join you after.
Oh, period. Yeah, please do.
I probably won't, but I'm down right now.
Full warning, I probably will cancel, but I'm down.
I would
that
rather tell you that I might cancel than cancel last
I
minute.
Appreciate it.
I'm a transparent bitch. Anyways.
I appreciate it. Okay, go.
This secret says, I used to work at an ice cream shop and I got really high at work during break and ended up drinking an entire bottle of chocolate syrup. When my boss asked what happened, I said maybe someone stole it, and she showed me the security footage of me laying on the ground with a bottle of chocolate syrup in my hand, and then she let me go. I want this pinned,
wait, hold
tramp
on.
Stamped.
She sucked it like a nipple, like a bottle nipple.
I wish they submitted a WeTransfer link,
yeah,
of the footage.
Proof.
Like, that would at least be a good, like, you're fired present.
That's a good firing story.
That is a good firing story.
Yeah,
I got fired
funny.
Because I just wasn't in the office. Because you need to come in more. And I was like, oh, I was let go. I'm sorry.
I quit, and then I was also fired from the same job because I put in my 2 weeks and didn't show up for the 2 weeks. Just don't come back.
So you quit.
I quit because I was being truant. And I was like, I'm just not going to come anymore.
I'm going to act like I know what truant means. Here, you want to read this one?
I did.
We're just going to breeze over that.
Hey, Chris. You want to talk about dysfunction? I was dog sitting for my boss. He is a surgeon. And I decided to let my boyfriend come over so I wouldn't be lonely.
Oh, no.
We were hanging out downstairs in the kids' room because there's a PlayStation down there. But things started getting a little hot, so we started fucking.
In the kids' playroom?
After he dumped his load. Oh, my God. I turned around to see a nanny cam in the corner of the room with a green light. My boss saw me take a dicking in his kids' playroom. Love you.
I love you guys literally so much. The way that I thought, I was like, okay, who was trying to pick a fight about most dysfunctional? Like, I'm not trying to be in that fight.
Oh my, that made my stomach do one of those like
Simone Biles.
Yes.
It was like, whoom.
Like a second.
Oh my God. These secrets are so good today. That is.
That's awful.
What would you do? Like, would you
call
the boss? No, like realistically. Kill myself.
I would say I'm never coming back in. I will find another.
Wait,
job.
That's also their boss, like at work.
Why are you house sitting for your boss?
Yeah, that's a line that shouldn't have happened.
That's weird.
Your boss should also know what's going on then.
Yeah.
So, wait, were the kids home?
No.
Were they on vacation?
Yeah, they were just in the same room.
No, I didn't know if they like went to bed. Like they put them to bed and they were.
No, girl, they're all gone.
Dump
alone. Like.
That is the worst way to describe that.
Damn.
Dumped a load.
Because we were fucking.
Yeah, that's what happens when you fuck. You dump a load.
Say that like that.
I sold my history teacher Adderall in high school, and he would grade my papers way easier.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
Why didn't I think of that? The amount of stories I hear from people's educational like journeys.
Fucked
people,
up backwards shit.
Fucking college professors and TAs. Having gone through 4 years of college, there was not one moment where I felt that it was an inkling okay to be like even toss a wink.
Right, right, right.
Let alone be like, want to fuck? Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, for a fucking.
Like, oh, I had Adderall in high school. I didn't even know what Adderall was. I was like, I got prescribed. I felt like I was Well, it's like cocaine.
That is insane, actually. Selling prescription medication in high school? To your teacher.
Like, college is one thing because it's like you're 18. You're like more of an adult. This is like more on your own.
You're like 16-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. High school? I just want to know how these people get in. Like, hey, teach, do you need some Adderall?
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, yeah, actually.
Yeah, I do.
I just never imagine that.
You need to go to jail for a very long time.
I want that to be like a sound. I need to get like one of those DJ boards that's like boom. No, that's like everyone's like nodding like, yeah, you sure?
For sure.
Everyone, make sure he doesn't remember.
Okay, here we go. Ready? I had started an OnlyFans on my 18th birthday to start saving up for college.
Oh, I love America.
After a few months of being on the platform, I found out that my uncle and two of my cousins follow me.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Baby.
I would rather have my boss see me taking a load
on
nanny cam in their kid's playroom.
Yeah, I would rather jump off of a fucking cliff.
I'd rather go sub giant machine diving.
Oh, I would simply go scuba diving into a plane.
Yeah, I would like just to retreat.
Oh my God. Why do men? Anything.
Well, do you think the uncle and cousin knew that it was, or was it like one of those faceless?
Of course.
No, or was it one of those faceless OnlyFans or something? I hear know. About being on OnlyFans.
yeah, I would know.
I don't spend like $150 a month on OnlyFans. I would like to preface this by saying I was completely sober when this happened. That is never a good sign.
All right, here we go.
Just lie and say you were fucked up.
Yeah, just say you're under the influence.
Oh wow, it just starts right off. Oh my God, this is so wholesome and so concerning.
Stop, here we go.
I accidentally stabbed myself with a knitting needle. Like, yeah, no, that's okay, huh? Okay. I was knitting on my dorm room couch. I got up and left my knitting stuff on the couch. Oh, I don't.
Did it go up her hole?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. I need to stop doing this where I read it because I need the answers and I just need to like read it. I accidentally stabbed myself with a knitting needle. I was knitting on my dorm room couch. I got up and left my knitting stuff on the couch. When I came back, I plopped my ass down on the couch. I shit you not, I sat on the damn needle. I had a thick knitting needle sticking out the side of my ass. I had to go to the hospital and was seen by the trauma team because they considered it a stab wound. There was about 3 inches. 3 inches worth of the needle. That was in her ass.
Do you know how thick a knitting needle is?
Do you know how big 3 inches is? Someone could pull their pants on and be like, that's tiny. 3 inches in this capacity? Too much.
Never been bigger.
Never.
Oh my God.
There was about 3 inches worth of needle that was in my ass. It was the funniest night of my life, and the pictures make it even better.
So you're a psychopath is what you really were trying to
say. Once again, why do I have a podcast? The secrets I hear, I'm like, unhinged ain't shit. Y'all are fucking unhit. Like,
that is insane. Oh,
I also want the pics. I want the vids and pics.
Yeah,
from
send
these.
The pics.
If you guys, oh, there's another.
One jackpot.
Oh, it's so. I'm gonna let you read this one. I'm gonna fold it for you.
It's short and sweet.
Oh my God, this is like the perfect ending to this episode because of the theme.
Oh God, here we go. Okay, I slept with. I slept with Niall Horan and I can't tell anyone. I'm relieved. Oh, period.
NDA by Billie Eilish Holmst.
Oh my fucking God. Was it good?
How is my band, my Niall? Harry, quiet down. You are the surprise.
Harry, get back in your dressing room. No.
Me going in between Australian-ish, British. Australian-ish.
Niall Horan,
oh my God.
Turty tree potatoes at the party.
Yeah, I was just going to literally repeat exactly what you said. And I was like, Chris, that's your toxic trait. Oh my God. I want to know everything. Are we? Which one do you want to be?
No, I don't want to be either. Okay.
Anywhoms, it's time to end this. Thank you so much, Brittany, for being here. I feel really bad. You sat through a long one. But
no,
you also added.
This is therapeutic.
I feel like we really got some shit off our
chest. Yeah, I need to approve this for you.
I'll send you the link. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. Subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. Review this episode. Give it 5 stars.
Yeah, give us 5. I'm now the official co-host. They have offered it to me and I've accepted.
Don't play with me because I would like die. I would like.
That'd be so fun.
This would be so fun.
Every episode would be 6 hours long.
Yeah, this was for sure our longest one. So nobody can fucking comment that these aren't long enough now.
Right.
Now people are like, can you shorten them?
Yeah, this is a lot
people
for
are
me.
Like, I'm so sorry for asking for that. Anyways, bye guys.
Bye besties.
What an awful ending. That was so fun.
Oh my
I am
God.
Sweating so much under this fucking wig.
Right.
Does it look insane? Wait, I want to just... I forgot my hair was orange. Unhinged with Chris Clemens is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemens. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemens. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemens, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katia Temkin. I love you, Katia. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that that happened. It was functional. Thanks for the awesome music. I literally had bang in my office. This is Unhinged with Chris Clemens.